Dr. Steinger, we know right now from our patterns of care studies that dose-dense AC, paclitaxel / trastuzumab, is not uncommonly being utilized right now. What do we know about the cardiac safety of that? There have been data reported coming out of Memorial looking at that.
Yeah, we were involved with a recent study using stopping endpoints similar to what's already been mentioned in B31. And I think the rate of holding the drug regimen was extremely low, lower than the 4% heart failure incidence. I think it was rare for the drug to be held. So the dose-dense regimen with Herceptin from a cardiac perspective in the short term seemed to be very well tolerated.
Any theoretical reason to be concerned, Dennis, about the closer spacing of the adriamycin?
I can't imagine there would be any theoretical reason. I mean, I think some of the mechanisms are beginning to be looked at and understood. They're not perfectly understood, but it's clear that HER2, the protein, serves a protective function of the heart against stress. From some of the data that Ken Chen and his group has done, and it's been repeated by others now. And I think when you've got trastuzumab on board, you're inhibiting that pathway. You're inhibiting the pathogenic part of the pathway with regards to breast cancer, but it appears you're also inhibiting what positive things it's doing for the heart. And then you come in with a drug like anthracycline, it's going to challenge the heart, and you get what I think is a predictable result. It's remarkable that it's not changed from the first registrational trial where we got a signal that there was a 4-fold increase in cardiac dysfunction. No matter how you slice and dice this data, no matter whether you look at clinical congestive heart failure, subclinical left ventricular dysfunction, you always get pretty much the same answer. There's a 4- to 6-fold increase in dysfunction when trastuzumab's involved. And it doesn't matter whether you use MUGAs or whether you use echoes because of the variability of the test. If you look at either of those and you look at the controlled trials where you have the non-trastuzumab arm and the trastuzumab arm, you always see the same thing. So I think the signal's real. I think it's not related to so much to the test, although I absolutely agree with what was said about the variabilities, particularly of the MUGA. But that's why you have a control arm. So you see, I mean, the variability is going to be in the control arm just like it is in the experimental arms.